Hello, everyone. Goodfellow's called in sick this week because he's had an operation at the dentist's on his mouth, and he can't really talk very well. So that guy T from the popular YouTube channel called That Guy T has come along for a chat this week, and I imagine you all know who he is, so I won't bother introducing him, but I will put a link in the low bar to his channel. Right, so hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. Okay, so I noticed you're very libertarian in your videos, which is not something you make a secret of. And I get the feeling that it's because I'm British that a lot of this stuff seems not unusual or weird, but it just not the way I'd approach things. And I really don't want to make it sound like I'm saying that you're wrong, because I don't think you are. But I just watched the College Education Should Not Be Free video. Now, I think I do understand what you're saying with, you know, not everyone's going to have the same opportunities and whatnot. But did you address in the video how you think that, I mean, you won't avoid a poverty gap sort of thing? Poor people not being able to have the education to help raise them out of that.
I didn't go into deep detail about that in particular. I just basically said that in a free market education system, there would definitely be possibilities for people to get, you know, like scholarships or grants or private loans, but you know, it just wouldn't be as guaranteed as it would be in a public system.
Right. Okay. Because I am with you, I'm definitely with you on that. You made the point that there were a lot of pointless degrees, and having a degree is like it's too common, and I agree with you. But this seems to me to be like an argument for social education, really, socially funded education rather than privately funded. What do you think about that?
Well, like I said, after I made this particular video, I've gotten a lot of response from a lot of my subscribers regarding their public education system. I didn't realize so many of my subscribers were from fucking Finland.
I wouldn't have known.
But they laid it on me, and it made me reconsider some of my points.
Right.
But overall, especially in regards to America, I've seen that the more that government has gotten involved in education, the basically quality has not improved, if at all, it's decreased, and spending has gone up and up and up and up.
Yeah, I saw that graph. That was quite insane.
Yeah, and in regards to the value of degrees, definitely there are still valuable degrees, you know, as far as, let's see, like engineering or STEM fields or medical science, these are things you have to get a degree for.
Of course.
But I think that a lot of politicians in particular are pushing the idea that now you just have to go get a college degree, because I'm not sure if you, if this is like a common thought in Britain and whatnot, but in America there's this idea that pretty much ever since I've been growing up, you know, you have to graduate high school. You just have to. It's not that
high school
is worth anything. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the idea that they're starting to push towards college. You just have to go to college. You know, it doesn't matter if your degree, if you're going into something that's a valuable field, or if there's jobs available for that field, you just have to go to college regardless, just by default. And I think that's problematic.
Yeah, they absolutely do have that here, and I really agree with you on that one. Actually, it's like you say, I think it just devalues the point of having a degree in the first place, and especially in fields that you don't necessarily need a degree. It seems like a waste of money getting one. But what I was thinking is, would it not be more likely that if your university was publicly funded, if your universities were publicly funded, I don't even think they are over here, actually, to be honest. So this is talking in the hypothetical socialist paradise. Then, if like you say, how is the spending being affected by government exactly? Could you explain that to me before I go on, actually? Because I'm actually not too clear about that. So spending's gone up dramatically since the government's been involved, but like, how has the government increased the spending?
Mainly just what they call investing in students, investing in higher forms of technology, investing in more schools, more... basically, it goes... majority of it goes to a lot of bureaucracy. Majority of it goes to new textbooks, new information, new tools. But pretty much none of it goes to increasing teacher salaries, which even though I'm against publicly funded education, if they were to fund it publicly, that would be one of the primary things I would think would need to be addressed. But it's mainly just going to no good, really nothing valuable, nothing that's helping students clearly become better at tests or better overall throughout their subjects.
Yeah, I'm with you. So it's going on infrastructure and bureaucracy, basically.
Pretty much, and a lot of it, you just don't really see where it goes.
Because the students still have to pay for their own education, don't they?
Yeah, and there's very little transparency in the Department of Education.
Yeah, it seems that that's the case across basically all government agencies, really, in the U.S. I don't know how true that is, but it just that's the impression I get. I watched I'm not going to start talking about conspiracies, I swear to God, but it was I watched this conspiracy theory documentary about like people going missing in like the national parks in America, and you know it was you know entertaining, but the guy was I can't remember the guy's name, but he was very very credible sounding. You know, he just seemed like some middle-aged guy with a mustache. He was an ex-detective or policeman or something. And he was just like he was the guy you'd imagine it as the average American, you know, like the average American father from maybe like 50 years ago. He was such a nice guy, you know, and he was basically saying, look, I'm an author and I'm whatnot, and so I applied to the national parks for all this information. They just wouldn't give me any information, and you know, kept getting shut down at every turn. And I've seen like various things where people have tried to investigate these agencies, and they just get shut down by these agencies. So it kind of seems to be a problem within the American government itself. But anyway, what I was going to say is, so basically the government's spending a lot of money building infrastructure. People are still paying for their own education. And so basically the government's building things that weren't necessary before until the massive expansion of higher education. And yeah, it's all for profit, isn't it? You know, it's not like the people are paying money to private entities. Am I correct?
As far as the government spending, are they spending like in terms of trying to obtain profit? Is that what you're saying?
Well, people are specifically spending money to a private entity that profits off their education.
Well, I'm trying to follow you. You're saying, are the people paying? You're asking, is the money that people are paying in taxes going towards
a profit? Not the money from the government, but the individuals attending the universities.
Oh, okay.
They pay money to the university, which is a private entity. That...
Yeah, and you're asking what in regards to that again? Sorry.
I'm just clarifying that that's the case, really. Sorry, because I'm just making sure that I've got this right before I start, like, making my point, because it seems that because the government is taking the concept of free market education and saying, well, we'll build things for you, and then you'll pay a private entity that you will then be in debt to for a great deal of time. It seems that it seems to be a symptom of the corporatocracy, you know, making everything privatized, so you're paying. It's just putting money in the hands of people who are already quite wealthy. In a social system, I don't think that the government would be spending all this extra money on bureaucracy and infrastructure, because are the taxpayers really going to be happy that, you know, their taxes are going to gender studies courses? Well, maybe they will be about that, but, you know, to extraneous courses. Sorry, I've started this really heavily, haven't I? I've really come at you with this. Sorry. I feel bad about it.
No, that's cool. I agree. Like, our current system of, as far as paying out to universities, it's basically extreme corporate welfare. It's just because government's subsidizing the college education, the colleges are raising the prices of the college education, and it's just a continuous cycle. No one's stopping. No, the colleges aren't stopping and saying, okay, let's stop increasing prices. And the government's not saying, okay, let's stop increasing the amount of loans we're going to give out.
Yeah.
So it's just a continuous raise in inflation of the price of college.
Yeah, and then you've got all the politicians, like you showed in the video, constant, and they are here. I mean, it's an easy catchphrase or whatever to get people to vote for you, isn't it? Oh, I care about education. I'm going to put lots of money into education. Everyone should have education. And it does sound really good on the surface. You know, how can you argue with that sort of thing? But then when you look at where the education's actually, what they're actually learning, it's pointless, a lot of it, you know, absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
And so it seems to be kind of a confluence of interests. You know, I imagine that these people probably give money to politicians in the form of lobbying. So it seems to be one of those sort of, again, symptoms of the corporatocracy, where it's a self-feeding mechanism. Everyone in the loop is benefiting, apart from the people getting the decrees, but they're the ones being kind of propagandized. What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly the thing. The end goal is to get as many students into your school as possible, and if they don't perform well, all you have to do is go to the government and say, look, they're not performing well because we don't have enough money. So the government gives more money, and then you get more students in. You pass those students, they just go through whatever, not learning anything. Then you get more students in saying, same problem, we just need a little bit more money. Give a little bit more, then a little bit more. Then it's just a continuous cycle of constantly bringing in fresh meat and getting new funding with no results.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. So what I'm thinking is, if you took out the primary beneficiary of the funding and of the actual money that the students are paying, so if you were to make universities state universities, then in taxpayer-funded universities, then they wouldn't be concerned with necessarily making a profit. In fact, you could probably do education for free. Not for free.
Yeah, and I've considered that because, as I've seen in recently research places like Denmark and Finland, their education system is...
They're coming for you, man. They're coming for you.
I thought that place was, like, close to Canada. I didn't know it was even in Scandinavia. I thought it was, like a portion of Iceland or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're on the other side of Russia.
But I've noticed that their education system is good, and I don't want to credit all of their success directly to public school. But their system is working over there. And
yeah.
I kind of get the idea of getting rid of the profit motive so that the main emphasis is on educating students.
Yeah, it's and, about incentive, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, at least in regards to America, all the systems in which we have that, where the direct incentive isn't to generate profit, is to just serve the people are getting screwed, and the service is terrible, and I'm just very hesitant to say that maybe that same system should be applied to education, because right now we have such strong teachers unions to where, you know, there's still a profit motive for the schools, the crony capitalistic profit motive, but they teachers like basically can't get fired. It's so much regulation to fire a teacher, and
really?
So basically, even if the schools are underperforming, you know, there's no incentive to say, okay, we need to get rid of these teachers in order to get funding. And that may be because of the government's part too, because we keep giving funding to poor schools instead of giving more funding to schools that are performing better. So I'm sure there's a lot of different areas that America's education system is completely fucked up. So
there's so many
different areas.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. To be honest, it's not entirely dissimilar in Europe. Finland's probably more the exception than the rule. which is probably why they're so vocal about it. You know, it probably is a really. I haven't really looked into it, but I'm sure it is a really good system. I don't know. I saw you talking on Twitter about the roads the other day. I replied back to you. I can't remember what you said after that now. But do you not think that the same sort of thing might happen with privatized roads?
Well, privatized roads, I don't believe. I'm actually going to probably release a video in a couple of days regarding that. But
oh, cool.
With privatized roads, I think I've seen where private roads are much better than public roads as far as quality and efficiency and also in terms of payment, where you're not overspending, you're not spending. Because our government in particular overspends directly on everything.
Yeah.
You pay $10,000 for a grain of sand. And I think that's partly because there's no incentive for good management, because all you have to do is worry about getting it done. There's no what are the people going to do? Complain that your roads aren't good? Then I mean, who's gonna, like, there's no competition, so there's no one coming in saying, okay, we'll do the roads better, or okay, we hear your grievances, we're going to change things. It's still the same.
That's so bizarre, though, because isn't that like the purpose of politicians, to be responsive to the needs of the people? You know, if this was in England sort of thing, I would be emailing my constituent politician and saying, listen, man, get the roads fixed. And theoretically, he'd get thousands of these emails, and then he'd raise it in Parliament, and whatever action would be taken, you know, to allocate more funding to the road repair funds or whatever. So it seems weird that, like, the only other option is to let people privately build roads.
Yeah, because politicians in America mainly cater to the wealthy. There's if there's a wealthy neighborhood and there's a pothole, they'll come fix it up in a day. If you go to a lower class, lower minority neighborhood, there's pretty much no response for about 6-7 years. And Jeez. Even then, when they fix it, they do a half-assed job, so... But I personally think there would be a better incentive to, you know, have better quality roads if they were privatized. This is just this is all hypothetical, because as we know, we don't have any situations where all roads are privatized. But I don't know. I could see where, you know, we could go driving down Walmart Road, and I could see Walmart Road not wanting to have a bad road for PR purposes, or or if a new neighborhood was to come up and they built their road privately, and you know, it would be much easier for people to complain about the quality of the roads directly to the person that they're paying, rather than going through a huge bureaucracy who has to worry about every single road in the country.
That's true. I definitely think there would. I think that would only work while there were still public roads, though. Like you're saying, if you know, it's assuming that not all roads are privatized, so but when they are, there's a lot less incentive to be competitive, because, you know, what are they going to do, drive on a non-private road, you know? Why? That's my problem with privatization. Once it becomes a monopoly, it tends to be very much squeezing the budget to milk as much money out of it for the top as possible. So, you know, corners get cut, and, you know, progressively more corners get cut until it's a circle.
Yeah, true. And but I think there might be, well, like you said, there's a monopoly where pretty much two or three corporations are controlling every single privatized road. Then I could see where the quality would probably go down, and probably start BSing the public. But I feel that it would be a much better chance of that not happening in a privatized system due to competition. And I know this is a libertarian talking point where everybody says, everything's going to be solved through competition. It's always competition. But I think that if you had a lot of competition, as far as roads, as far as if you had, let me just come up with an example real quick. I have two roads near my house, Panola Road and what's the other one? Snapfinger Road intersecting. And if there was they both lead to pretty much the same general area, just different routes. But
yeah,
if there was a road, Panola Road, privately funded, and their company was, you know, doing a really poor job managing the road, doing a really poor job as far as, you know, infrastructure, traffic lights, and just traffic or anything. And while Snapfinger was doing a great job, I think more people would transfer and, you know, go to Snapfinger. And pretty much, I know people always ask where the money would come from to pay for the roads. Like, pretty much everybody's not going to pay a toll to go on every single road. That would be freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But I see it as possibly businesses which pay the majority of taxes for everything. But I could see them, if they want to set up shop on a particular road, they would pay.
Can I just jump in a second? This is interesting that you say that. You say obviously you're not going to pay a toll on each road, which is, it's obviously you wouldn't. So, but if they were all privatized, then you'd probably end up buying some sort of license from the companies that own the roads around you, because they'd probably end up owning areas of roads. So you'd just be paying like what is effectively a tax to the private corporations. And I'm not saying that's a better or worse thing than paying it to the government, because obviously the government aren't doing their job properly. So, I mean, it might well actually be a good thing to have, but it would still effectively be a tax, and so you probably would need some sort of outside regulation of that industry to make sure there wasn't any kind of foul play against the people who are being effectively taxed. So, I mean, I don't know where I'm going with that, really, but that just is something that struck me there.
Yeah, I can see that that scenario, and I would probably just respond to it by saying, if it's voluntary and I have to pay a huge tax for each road, I'm probably not going to be driving on that many roads.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to stick to about two or three different particular routes, if that was the case. And
yeah,
once I start going less roads, possibly the businesses who are along that particular road that's charging high taxes, they'll complain to the road manager, and then the road manager will possibly respond in order to get more traffic on their. This is all hypothetical, because I always think of things if I was running it. So, you know, I think I would do it perfectly, but I gotta remember that everyone's not as nice as me.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's very interesting, because you're right, you wouldn't have to pay a road tax on roads you weren't going to use, which is, you know, fair, I think. Especially if you weren't a driver, you wouldn't have to pay the road tax. So you would end up with kind of much more local, just a much more local economy, assuming it was a local company that owned the roads. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting idea, actually. I'm not normally for privatization. That's the thing. I'm normally quite anti-privatization. But that's interesting, and I can definitely see the merits. I'm waiting for someone in the comments to point out why this is a horrible suggestion. Because it doesn't sound unreasonable, especially given the alternative, like you say, of Congress, and just the fact that politicians are so easily bought off. Whereas in this case, it would be anyone with the money paying for the service would be the ones basically buying the corporation off.
Yeah, and I do believe that there could be two for different classes, like as far as minorities who, well, first with the roads regarding, I'm not particularly thinking about if public roads. I wouldn't assume that the public would be paying for them. I would assume that the public would be paying for roads through the businesses. The businesses who are along that particular road would pay for property rights to have access to intersect their parking lots or whatever to that road, and that would pay for the upkeep.
Right. Okay.
And your
average person wouldn't actually pay any money to use most roads, then.
Not particularly, but as far as like, unless they, like, live in a neighborhood, like, if, let's say it's my neighborhood, I have a road going down my street, if the was it the homeowners association, if they wanted to add a specific fee to my mortgage that would cover road upkeep, and I could, you know, possibly negotiate that or take it or leave it, basically, if I wanted to buy the new house in that area. And that would possibly be a way to pay for smaller roads, like smaller residential roads.
Right, okay. Jessica has just posted, which I was waiting for someone brighter than me to come up. The unreasonable part is very easy to figure out. If you can't condemn all the property on a roadway, then you as many distinct owners as you like, or then you have as many distinct owners as you like, I think that means. Does that make any sense?
Hang on, let me go to the...
Yeah, if you can't condemn all of the property on the roadway... Jessica, can you explain that a bit more to us? We're not all as clever as you, you bastard. I swear, he makes just such fantastic arguments. I'm always in awe. And I like to think that he became gay as a logical choice. He looked at women and was like, you know what? It makes more sense to go with men. And each person's property through which the road goes is free to set up his own toll booth. I suppose so. I suppose so if you're based on property.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a possibility, but I don't think it's that likely. I mean, the same could be argued for private grocery stores. If they have the right to build their own grocery stores, every grocery store is going to charge $10 to come in. Because, I mean, hey, you can't get your food anywhere else. You have to go to the store.
And, don't give him ideas, Jesus. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. I think that's prophecy there. just because I wasn't born gay, I was sucked into it. Very nice. Sorry, should we talk about something a bit lighter then? Have you got anything you want to particularly talk about?
Let's see.
I'm a terrible host. I'm really sorry.
That's all good. I'm trying to remember. You and Goodfella brought up a talk subject.
Oh yeah.
On your last show, I'm trying to remember. I'm probably not going to be able to. So, if it comes back across, I'll bring it up.
Right. Okay.
But let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. What's your opinion on the Bane 666 video that I was talking to you about, the gender-based discount.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's hard to believe someone would postulate it. I can barely believe the conies on that woman to say that women should get a discount just for being women. I've reduced to a Tumblrite. I cannot even. I have lost all my evens. So what do you think about it?
it was incredible that she. It was so openly bigoted. It was in like really like covert. Like it wasn't even like trying to make it seem like we need to give women this discount because they're oppressed or because they're underprivileged. No, you said because they're the majority, because they're doing good.
Yeah,
they deserve
exactly.
A discount.
That's outrageous. The cojones, it's just like, Jesus, I don't think I'd have the balls to say that in public, let alone so proud of the idea, as if it's a great thought that it's just occurred to her and will really help women. What was it? Release the power of women or something, she was saying. It's like, yeah, but Jesus. You know, that's going to release the power of just financial serfdom, effectively, isn't it? You know, men are just going to get poorer and poorer and poorer, and it's totally unfair.
And I'm really curious to know, I haven't gone to their website, but I'm curious to know what businesses are supporting them, because, is it like discounts on gender-specific things, like, what would be like on tampons or whatever, or on women's clothing, or is it just discounts on, your husband has to pay $50 for this toaster, you have to pay $35.
Well, worse on food. I mean, you know, what are you going to do, not buy the food? I don't have to buy the toaster, but... You know, if it's on the essential.
Even though it's stupid in regards to just overall the idea, but even as a business, I wouldn't even think to engage in this. It's so stupid to think that
you're losing
I would give a discount. Yeah, you're just giving a discount for women who walk in the door. I would just send, like someone said in Vane's comments, I would just send all the women to go shopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I would never do the shopping again myself, you know, which is going to make my life a lot easier. But the thing is, I mean, I suppose maybe that they'd just end up raising prices so that the men are paying, you know, raising prices to cover whatever the loss was. So it's just, yeah, like you said, it's just bigoted. I can hardly believe that they suggest it. I can hardly believe it.
And I think I mentioned this in the comment on his video that feminists hate the idea of people referring to them as feminazis, but they're feminists in general are incredibly discriminatory. They're going for gender quotas for what is it? What's another one? Gender salary increase just because you're a woman, even though you work less, you still deserve the same amount of money.
Everything about it.
The idea that when a woman takes maternity leave, force the men to take maternity leave too, and now we just have arbitrary discounts because of
vagina.
And I'm wondering, because they said gender-based discount, I'm wondering if they're referring to sex or if I'm a trans woman, if I can get a discount too.
Because I'm not above wearing a dress to get some money off. I'm really not. I can hardly believe it. And to be honest, there's a lot of thing I've ever seen. You know, I've just never seen anything. Did you see that?
Hang on, say that again. You buzzed out for a second.
Sorry, he did one of his toxic feminism videos. I can't remember which one it was in. But he had a video clip from something called the Scum Manifesto, which is, it's pretty rad femme stuff, don't get me wrong. But you know that there are secretly, a lot of feminists are probably like, yeah, fucking men, fuck them. Did you see that one?
I think I did come across that one.
The young girls.
Literature and stuff like that.
Yeah, the video clip, for anyone who didn't see it, was basically this guy, like, relaxing in a chair and these girls, like, filming on a phone and doing the stupid girly things. And then you think, okay, well, this is pathetic. It's just stupid girly giggling. And then one of the girls goes up behind him with a gun and shoots him in the back of the head. And, like, they all, like, run off. They, like, you know, play around with the blood and stuff in his body for a bit. And then they run off screaming and giggling like it was a big joke. And it was just like, it's like Clockwork Orange style stuff. And I was just watching it in shock.
I remember the first time I saw that. I had to rewatch it because it the quality was pretty good. It looked fairly real. And I had to reconsider. I was like, okay, first, who is this guy and why did he agree to this? How did they goat him into it? What did they say? This was an artistic move just to show the self-defense of women or something like
Sorry about this. My internet dropped. I'm just re-inviting T now. Hopefully he can get in. Sorry, I've got the worst internet connection in the world. It's not my fault. I'm poor.